Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about childhood and the messages we get from childhood and how those messages can affect us either with insecurity or causing other doubts or causing us to question ourselves. Today I'm going to talk about getting through hard times. One thing that I would say is pretty universal is that we're all going to go through hard times at some point in our life. One thing I would say that's also pretty universal is something I hear a lot in my office. It's people saying things along the lines of something like, I just don't know what I would do if I lost my job. Or I just don't know what I would do if my wife left me. Or I just don't know what I would do if I ever got sick. And it's sort of this way of saying that, like, basically, I don't think I could handle it. That if these things happened to me, I'd probably just crumble up in a ball and I would just sort of wither away to nothing. But the truth is that for most people, that's not the case. For most people, it's not a matter of, am I going to get through a hard time? For most people, we're going to get through a hard time. The question is how do we get through a hard time? And so for me, when people ask questions like, I don't know what I would do if I got fired, or I don't know what I would do if I lost my wife, to me, the answer is really, really simple. You would move on. You would go on to the next thing. Not that you would just forget about your wife and move on. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is what you're not going to do is you're not going to curl up into a ball or wave a white flag and say, I give up on life. Most people just aren't going to do that. As a point of reference, I worked in a prison for over a decade. Most people would be surprised to know that the suicide rate in the federal prison system is not any higher than the suicide rate in the general population. So even though people are facing losing their freedom, losing their family, losing their finances, losing their public standing, losing their reputation, losing whatever it is that being incarcerated causes them to lose, most people don't give up. Most people don't take themselves out. Most people, even in a prison setting, find a way to adapt their life to their new reality. I don't have the freedom I used to have, so I need to find a way to move around in my newfound situation. Most people, even inmates, don't just curl up in a ball and throw in the towel. It's just kind of not how we're built. Now, with that said, I'm not saying that that's not a possibility. Of course, there are people who decide to take themselves out. Of course, there are people who decide to wave the white flag and say no more. But that's not what we're doing, and that's not what we're trying to plan for ourselves, right? We're not trying to plan for that kind of outcome. We want to do something a little better. And so whenever people say something to me like, I don't know what I would do if I got into this problem, or I don't know if this thing happened, what I would do, my answer is usually the same. You would get through it. The question for me is not whether or not you would get through it. The question for me is, how do you get through it? At the end of the day, most people aren't going to give up. And so the challenge for us is not to decide if we're going to get through a situation. The challenge for us is to decide how we want to get through a situation. And for me, I believe the way to get through a situation is any way that allows me to look myself in the mirror at the end of the day and say I did my best, whatever that means. Is that a bit of a sort of a cop-out kind of a yeah, maybe a little bit, I don't know. But to me, there's no set way that we get through issues. The question is do I get through an issue in a way that feels right to me? Do I feel like I did it the way I was supposed to do it? So what's the takeaway? How do you take this information and start making changes in the way you deal with situations today? And I think it's simply a matter of looking at the situation that is in front of us and then asking ourselves, not am I going to get through it, but how do I want to get through it? The problem for most people is that we don't really think about how we want to do something until after it's already done. And we want to do it different. And so what we want to do is we want to start looking at a situation right from the front end. And I think the first step is to identify what it is that I'm going through. And this is like very, very concretely, nothing more, nothing less. And then the next question is ask myself, what are the challenges in this situation? What is the struggle in this situation? So the first is to identify what I'm going through, ask myself what the challenge is. And the next thing is to ask myself, what are some steps I can take to move through this in a positive way? And the final thing I think to ask yourself when you're going through a hard time is, how do I minimize the negative consequences? Every situation has a positive outcome and a negative outcome. Sometimes it's a mixture of both. Sometimes it's kind of one, sometimes the other. The question for us is, how do I minimize the negative? ideally, I'd like to maximize the positive, but that's not always the option. For me, it's not a matter of if we get through a situation. The question for me is, how do we get through a situation? Do I get through it in a way I feel good about, or do I get through it in a way that makes me feel worse about myself and makes me feel worse about the relationships I have? We want the first one. No matter what we're going through, we want to come out of it stronger than we went into it. The way we do that is by looking at the situation before us and taking steps to maximize the positive and minimize the negative. That's it. It's really that simple. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you have any questions you want me to answer, DM me and I'll see if I can answer those on the next episode. Also, if you happen to be in Pittsburgh, I'm opening a private pay practice in Sewickley. I'm scheduling for that now. Information can be found at andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to talk about how to actually change the messages you got from childhood. I spent a couple weeks talking about the messages that you receive and where those come from and sort of the impact they have. Now I'm going to take time next week and talk about how do you actually deprogram yourself? How do you actually begin changing the messages you received as a child? This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.